Hosting the conference here is a big thing. Everyone's been really excited about it.
That's UWL art student senior Becca DeLapp. She's helping set up art research projects on campus. DeLapp says the conference is a good way for undergrads to get more exposure and share ideas.
It kind of furthers not only my education, but then I can come back and share with everybody else my experiences.
Central Connecticut State University student Colin Burke is presenting his work with shopping carts and cyanotype, a photographic printing process that results in a bluish print. He says it's really important to him that art projects were included at the research conference.
Because I don't think most people think of art practice as research in a way. I think they think of it as your own little personal study. It is that, but it's also you're pushing mediums and you're exploring new content within those mediums so that it is legitimate research.
University of the Pacific undergrads Sachi Takahashi Rial and fellow student Luis Gonzalez of Stockton, California are happy to be taking part.
It's a good resume booster and it's a good experience to just be speaking in front of so many people in general and having to answer these questions.
Before I got, you know, accepted, it was just this idea. And so to go deeper into this idea, you know, is a really learning process.
Keynote speaker and paleontologist Jack Horner, who is known for his cutting-edge research on dinosaur growth, says a passion for learning is essential to any research.
Really liking what you do. I think that's the most important thing.
In La Crosse, Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.